Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and we got a lot to get to here as the Phillies get ready for a three-game set down in Houston. Of course, every time they go to this ballpark, Daikin Ballpark, I believe it's now called, so much better when it was Minute Maid Ballpark or Minute Maid Park, the juice box, if you will. But Daikin Ballpark down or Daikin Park down in Houston, definitely, you know, always get flashbacks now to the 2022 World Series when that magical postseason finally came to an end. I remember I was producing the game on WIP the night the Phillies lost the World Series, the night they lost Game 6, and what a horrible day in, you know, just for Philadelphia that was. And just, listen, I'll always believe the series felt like it was blown in Game 5, but especially the way they lost Game 6. Jordan Alvarez just smoking that ball to center. Rob Thomson making his first controversial decision, pulling Zach Wheeler. Felt like that was the night the Magic, those last two games was the night the Magic really died, even following getting no hit in Game 4. So, and last thing, I always say that run was more about, it felt less about the fact that they lost and like about the loss itself. You were less angry that they lost and more just like sad that it was over. That month of Phillies baseball truly was like the greatest month of any team. And I know people love the 93 Phillies. I know people love the 01 Sixers. I know people love the 04 Eagles. But for my money, like as far as teams that did not win a championship, felt like that team was beloved in a really, really special way and beloved in a really unique way. And it was the first time they had made the playoffs in 11 years. Also, it's bizarre because as great as it was, you know, as awful as it was having the season end there, I really feel like one of the season's greatest moments, clinching in Houston, like clinching that playoff spot in Houston, which was an underrated one. But for people like myself and people, you know, for people who I'm sure, you know, listen to this podcast, like it was so, I feel like a weight off the shoulders, frankly. It felt like a friggin' weight off the shoulders that when the Phillies finally made that postseason after 11 years of heartbreak, after 11 years of just constant, you know, constant horrible baseball. I mean, 2012 to 2021 was really just a really bad time for, like, it's just a full decade of worth of seasons not making the playoffs, and so much bad baseball that we sat through year after year after year after year after year. The early 2010s of like the end of Amaro's run and trying to savor what to do with Utley and Rollins and Howard, and transitioning out of that to just years of slop. Ryan Howard's contract ends in 2016. And then transitioning that to my personal college years, which were like the Kapler year, the McCannon years, the Kapler years, to even the Girardi years, which were all so, so bad. And then finally, you know, they can Girardi, and Thomson gets hired, you know, promoted, I should say, in 22. To finally make the postseason down in Houston was such a relief. It was such a, I'll still always remember watching it and remember the joy I felt. And at that point, I would have thought like that was just a successful season. Like if you asked me on that particular night, that moment, like did I even want anything out of that postseason run? I would have said like, not, obviously I wanted them to go far, but like I would have told you like, who cares? They made the playoffs. Like, this was the moment. And then the second they won that series in St. Louis, and it was like, holy smokes, we're going to have a home playoff game. Like, this is the coolest thing ever. And then for them to just keep advancing, for them to steal that game down in Atlanta and win that division series the way that they did, and then for them to win that Padres series in five, it was incredible. And then the World Series ending the way that it did. And the Astros, listen, they were... It's not that the Phillies were incapable of winning, but I do think they were the better team. I don't look back on that as like one of the all-time losses in Philadelphia sports. But it sucked. It was really friggin' frustrating that that was the way that that ended. It was really, you know, upsetting that that was the way that season kind of came to a halt. So, listen, I'll always remember it. I'll always recall watching it and what I felt at the time. But... all that to say, Philly's got a series down there in Houston, and hopefully they can keep up their winning ways as they enter the series a game and a half in first place, or in first place by a game and a half in the National League East over the Mets. The Astros come into this series. They lead the AL West, but you know they're 45-33. Next closest team behind them in the AL West is the Mariners, who sit, I think, 4.5 games back of them as of right now. Yeah, exactly 4.5 games back of them. So, I mean, the Astros continue to be really good. And this was a franchise that I think a lot of people thought, you know, would kind of fall off after the whole cheating scandal thing. And that's really not been the case. They continue to be really, really solid. They continue to be a force to be reckoned with. Ironically, the guy they're going up against tonight, in Framber Valdez, is a guy that, you know, for people who remember game three of that 22 World Series, he was the guy who, you know, was tipping pitches. And that image of Bryce Harper going over to Alec Boehm and, you know, telling him what to look for and then, you know, them hitting all those home runs in that game was truly, I was at that game, truly one of the all-time great games to be at in the history of Philadelphia sports. And there's a few familiar faces still, in this lineup. You know, Jeremy Pena, has been on the team since 2022. Jose Altuve, of course, you know, remains on this team. You know, a few, I guess, new guy, Christian Walker, who was on the 23 Diamondbacks. So if the name sounds, you know, if that name gives you PTSD, I should say, there's a reason for it, not because it was with the Astros. Yandy Diaz, it has been on the Astros since 22. So number of guys in this lineup who, are familiar faces. And, you know, in terms of now guys like Yordan Alvarez currently, on the injured list, Lance McCullers on the injured list, Chaz McCormick, who made that infamous catch in game five of that series, on the injured list, among others. But this Phillies team continues to be, or this Astros team continues to be good. This Astros team continues to be someone that is a team that is one of the contenders, one of the true contenders in all of Major League Baseball. Now, it's not managed by Dusty Baker anymore. He retired after the 23 season. It's Joe Espada now manages the Astros. And still weird for me as someone who grew up on, now I know how like old time baseball or like old time sports fans in general feel when the league realigns. Like the Astros still feel like a National League team to me. I was watching the highlights last night of the infamous Ryan Howard, Scott Barry check swing incident where Scott Barry's the third base umpire and he checked the swing twice in the same at bat. He didn't think either of them should have been swing. Scott Barry immediately threw him out. Roy Oswalt had to play left field. Raul Ibanez had to play first base. So kind of a weird, you know, but that was back when the Astros were in the NL. Like, and love those jerseys so much more than the current ones they have, like the burgundy Astros versus whatever this slop is now ever since they've moved to the American League. So nevertheless, this will be the only time the Phillies play the Astros this season. Three games down in Houston. I do believe this is the first time, I'm going to have to double check on this, but because since this new schedule went into effect, the Astros came to Philly last year. Don't believe the Phillies have played in Houston since the 22 World Series. I'm going to quickly look that up here, but it's not a ballpark that I feel like they've gone to a ton. I mean, listen, that's just how it works when you're in the American League, but now you go, you play the opposing league more, but it feels like this is one of the last teams that they have, I guess, played against in their ballpark. Now, they did go there in early 2023. So I guess that's when the schedule... That's right. They've been under this schedule for now 3 years. They've been with the schedule for 3 years. So they played there in 22. They played there in April 28th, 29th, and 30th of 23. The Astros came here last August. And now this is their, I guess, second trip to Houston since that now infamous World Series. So first in the Daikin Park era, not the Minute Maid Park era. Only time they'll get the Astros. And shifting gears to like what this means for the Phillies. I mean, this is another significant series. I think the biggest takeaway for me following that Mets series is that this is a ball club that has officially buried the like can't compete against good teams narrative. I thought that was always a little ridiculous, but nevertheless, there are people perpetuating it. Like, this Phillies team is legit, and they have one game. They have 47 wins total, 23 of them against teams with a winning record. All right, 500 or better, or above 500 specifically, not 500, above 500. And if they win tonight, like, or if they win two out of three of this series, it felt less about the fact that they lost and like about the loss itself. You were less angry that they lost and more just like sad that it was over. That month of Phillies baseball truly was like the greatest month of any team. And I know people love the 93 Phillies. I know people love the 01 Sixers. I know people love the 04 Eagles. But for my money, like, as far as teams that did not win a championship, felt like that team was beloved in a really, really special way and beloved in a really unique way. And it was the first time they had made the playoffs in 11 years. Also, it's bizarre because as great as it was, you know, as awful as it was having the season end there, I really feel like one of the season's greatest moments clinching in Houston, like clinching that playoff spot in Houston, which was an underrated one. But for people like myself and people, you know, for people who I'm sure, you know, listen to this podcast, like, it is, it was so, I feel like a weight off the shoulders, frankly. It felt like a friggin' weight off the shoulders that when the Phillies finally made that postseason, after 11 years of heartbreak, after 11 years of just constant, you know, have, you know, constant horrible baseball. I mean, 2012 to 2021 was really just a really bad time for, like, it's just a full decade worth of seasons not making the playoffs. And so much bad baseball that we sat through year after year after year after year after year. The early 2010s of, like, the end of Amaro's run and trying to savor what to do with Utley and Rollins and Howard and transitioning out of that to just years of slop. Ryan Howard's contract ends in 2016. And then transitioning that to my personal college years, which were like the Kapler year, the McCannon years, the Kapler years, to even the Girardi years, which were all so, so bad. And then finally, you know, they can Girardi and Thompson gets hired, you know, promoted, I should say, in 22. To finally make the postseason down in Houston was such a relief. It was such a, I'll still always remember watching it and remember the joy I felt. And at that point, I would have thought like that was just a successful season. Like, if you asked me on that particular night, that moment, like, did I even want anything out of that postseason run? I would have said like, not, obviously I wanted them to go far, but like, I would have told you like, who cares? They made the playoffs. Like, this was the moment. And then the second they won that series in St. Louis, and it was like, holy smokes, we're going to have a home playoff game. Like, this is the coolest thing ever. And then for them to just keep advancing, for them to steal that game down in Atlanta and win that division series the way that they did, and then for them to win that Padres series in five, it was incredible. And then the World Series ending the way that it did. And the Astros, listen, they were, it's not that the Phillies were incapable of winning, but I do think they were the better team. I don't look back on that as like one of the all-time losses in Philadelphia sports. But it sucked. It was really friggin' frustrating that that was the way that that ended. It was really, you know, upsetting that that was the way that season kind of came to a halt. So, listen, I'll always remember it. I'll always recall watching it and what I felt at the time. But all that to say, Philly's got a series down there in Houston, and hopefully they can keep up their winning ways as they enter this series a game and a half in first place, or in first place by a game and a half in the National League East over the Mets. The Astros come into this series. They lead the AL West, but you know they're 45-33. Next closest team behind them in the AL West is the Mariners, who sit, I think, 4.5 games back of them as of right now. Yeah, exactly 4.5 games back of them. So, I mean, the Astros continue to be really good. You know, this was a franchise that I think a lot of people thought, you know, would kind of fall off after the whole cheating scandal thing. And that's really not been the case. They continue to be really, really solid. They continue to be a force to be reckoned with. Ironically, the guy they're going up against tonight in Framber Valdez is a guy that, you know, for people who remember game 3 of that 22 World Series, he was the guy who, you know, was tipping pitches. And that image of Bryce Harper going over to Alec Boehm and, you know, telling him what to look for, and then, you know, them hitting all those home runs in that game was truly, I was at that game, truly one of the all-time great games to be at in the history of Philadelphia sports. And there's a few familiar faces still in this lineup. You know, Jeremy Pena has been on the team since 2022. Jose Altuve, of course, you know, remains on this team. You know, a few, I guess, new guy, Christian Walker, who was on the 23 Diamondbacks. So if the name sounds, you know, if that name gives you PTSD, I should say, there's a reason for it, not because it was with the Astros. Yandy Diaz has been on the Astros since 22. So number of guys in this lineup who are familiar faces. And, you know, in terms of now, guys like Yordan Alvarez currently on the injured list. Lance McCullers on the injured list. Chaz McCormick, who made that infamous catch in game 5 of that series, on the injured list, among others. But this Phillies team continues to be, or this Astros team continues to be good. This Astros team continues to be someone that is a team that is one of the contenders, one of the true contenders in all of Major League Baseball. Now, it's not managed by Dusty Baker anymore. He retired after the 23 season. It's Joe Espada now manages the Astros. And still weird for me as someone who grew up on, now I know how like old time baseball or like old time sports fans in general feel when the league realigns. Like the Astros still feel like a National League team to me. I was watching the highlights last night of the infamous Ryan Howard, Scott Barry check swing incident, where Scott Barry's the third base umpire, and he checked the swing twice in the same at bat. He didn't think either of them should have been swings. Scott Barry immediately threw him out. Roy Oswalt had to play left field. Raul Ibanez had to play first base. So kind of a weird, you know, but that was back when the Astros were in the NL. Like, and love those jerseys so much more than the current ones they have, like the burgundy Astros versus whatever this slop is now ever since they've moved to the American League. So nevertheless, this will be the only time the Phillies play the Astros this season. 3 games down in Houston. I do believe this is the first time. I'm going to have to double check on this, but because since this new schedule went into effect, the Astros came to Philly last year. Don't believe the Phillies have played in Houston since the 22 World Series. I'm going to quickly look that up here, but it's not a ballpark that I feel like they've gone to a ton. I mean, listen, that's just how it works when you're in the American League. But now you play the opposing league more. But it feels like this is one of the last teams that they have, I guess, played against in their ballpark. Now, they did go there in early 2023. So I guess that's when the schedule... That's right. They've been under this schedule for now 3 years. They've been with this schedule for 3 years. So they played there in 22. They played there in April 28th, 29th, and 30th of 23. The Astros came here last August. And now this is their, I guess, second trip to Houston since that now infamous World Series. So first in the Daikin Park era, not the Minute Maid Park era. Only time they'll get the Astros. And shifting gears to like what this means for the Phillies, I mean, this is another significant series. I think the biggest takeaway for me following that Mets series is that this is a ball club that has officially buried the like can't compete against good teams narrative. I thought that was always a little ridiculous, but nevertheless, there are people perpetuating it. Like, this Phillies team is legit, and they have one game. They have 47 wins total, 23 of them against teams with a winning record. All right, 500 or better, or above 500 specifically, not 500, above 500. And if they win tonight, like, or if they win two out of three of this series, they will, if they win one of this series, then half of their wins will be against teams with a winning record. And if they win two, they'll actually have more wins against above 500 teams than not. So I think it is fair to say that this ball club is a legitimate World Series contender. I think it is more than fair to say that this team is, you know, a real force to be reckoned with when it comes to when it comes to the National League, and a team that absolutely deserves to be invested in. Like, I don't think there's any doubt about that, that this team absolutely deserves to be invested in. This team absolutely should be one that Dave Dombrowski tries to Dave Dombrowski tries to improve at the trade deadline. Obviously, we know they need bullpen help. Obviously, we know they could use another right-handed bat in the outfield. Neither of those things grow on trees. And it does look like it's shaping up to be a bit of a seller's market. But overall, this is a baseball team that is really, really good. It is really, really formidable. And I think they are legit. And that was my biggest takeaway from this Mets series. Thanks again for tuning in to the Phillies Today podcast. As always, you can tune back here for the latest in Phillies podcast, Phillies Today podcast news with myself, Justin Morgenstein, and Francisco Rojas. Until then, have a great one, everybody. I'll talk to you.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.